single-handedly 30.
Thank you, Mayflower. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. We back, baby. It has Kayla and I haven't seen each other in a minute. If you guys weren't aware, I'm sure you could easily have told.
You know what? We're just shaking off the podcast. Oh my god, it's been a minute since we've been together, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are, and Tuesday night. And yeah. That's okay. We have lots of tons of updates. Tell
that we pre-recorded before we were really busy, because that would be a bummer. But anyway, we're here. We're back. Back in the action.
We're doing it.
Yeah. How are you, Kaif?
I'm good. I actually did listen to our last podcast, so I'm kind of hoping that we have a chance to go through Nobody Wants This, because I did finish it.
Oh, good. Let's do a quick recap, because I feel like everyone's already watched it.
Oh, okay. So it's over. We missed the moment.
I mean, kind of. A little bit. Only because, like, everyone was obsessed with Seth Cohen for, like, a week, and now everyone's over it. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, I also enjoyed Seth Cohen. Seeing him again is great. Love Adam Brody. He's always amazing. But I actually had more of a reaction to the sisters and, like, their style and their whole vibe and, like, their brave. Like, I don't know. I really enjoyed them.
As in their characters or as in the people who played them?
Their characters, for sure.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. I just was, like, here for the female moment, you know? I just, give me all that female energy. I was into it. The sister was very fun, and she was, like, the only person who I was like, yeah, I want to see more of her. Like, what's her vibe? She doesn't have her life together, but she shows up at the basketball game with, like, liquor, because that's how she makes friends. I'm like, yeah, I identify with that a little bit.
Okay, so I'm Joanne, and you're the sister, for sure.
Yeah, she was cool. I really enjoyed her. And, like, her and, like, the loser sibling.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. That was great. He was great.
I feel like, I have talked to a lot of people about it, about the show in general. And yeah, I'm just like, I am Joanne. Like, it literally is me. And people are like, sorry. I'm just like, it's okay. I've come to terms with it. Like, it's fine. God. So anyways, I'm out there looking for my rabbi. You know what I mean? Like, except for I don't know if I want to date a rabbi. That seems really hard. But I'm already a shishka or whatever the fuck it is. So it's fine. Yeah.
What? Anyway, I don't know if I would agree with that statement that just came out of your mouth. But okay. But no, it's good. I enjoyed the show. I had a big reaction to all the fashion. Big reaction to the loser siblings or whatever. But let's tail end this with apparently I came to the game late. But it was great. If you haven't watched it, go watch it.
You're not late. It's just that too much time has passed. We haven't recorded in too long.
That is literally the definition of being late. Too much time has passed.
All right. Fair.
All right. Moving on.
Well, we're here, everybody. In great Kelly and Kayflor fashion, it is Tuesday night, and we are doing it big. So, my bad. This week has been a whirlwind. I don't really want to talk about it on the pod quite yet, because nothing really to report.
Teaser moment.
Ooh, teaser. You got to come back next week for the update. Or hopefully next week. I mean, fingers crossed next week, honestly. So, don't get me too started on it. Anyway. So everything is good over here. The last, we talked, I was like heading to Durango, Colorado flying to Durango and staying with Jess and Kyle in Mancos, Colorado. And so I spent 4 days there and it was awesome. Like, oh my gosh, the leaves were all changing and turning yellow. Aww. It was incredible. Jess and I like went on a hike. They took me to Telluride. We like did a big long like drive day. And just got to see a bunch of like the different areas that they like hang out in, and it's really cool. Nice. I got to go to a football game that the girls were cheering at, so that was so fun. They're so stinking cute in their little cheer uniforms. And then also I just like loved it because it was like Mancos is very much like Mariposa kind of situation, I would say, and they had, like, it was homecoming, the football game, so, like, that's why.
I love the homecoming week. That was always the best week.
And that's why, like, the littler girls, like, the littler cheerleaders were there, you know, because it was the homecoming game or whatever. So, like, the game ball was, like, brought in by, like, a helicopter, like, the local whatever, you know, like, search and rescue helicopter or whatever. So that was really funny. Yeah, it's just, like, small town vibes. I just loved it, you know, like, And then all the, like, court, like, the homecoming court or whatever, they, like, introduced them, and they, like, all got to say a little blurb, and it was just, like, so high school. I loved it. I was like, oh, my God, I totally would have said that if I was in high school, too. But, yeah, it was just super cute. And then Saturday morning was the girls had soccer. And so, yeah, I got to see them play soccer, which was awesome. Yeah, they're just in all the things. So it's really cool. They're just like at an age now where like, they're so fun, you know, they're like so mm-hmm. fun to be around. Like everywhere we went, like the girls were like, no, Kelly has to sit by me or like whatever, like in the car, they're like, Kelly has to sit in the middle. And I'm just like, all right. Jess is like, Kelly is not having to sit in the middle like of the car. That would be terrible. And I was like, I'm in it. I'm all here. I'm all for it. So anyways, yeah, it was just super cute that they like actually wanted to like hang around me and, you know, and like hang out. So yeah, it was awesome. So good to see Jess and Kyle. They're doing so well. They have a beautiful like log cabin that they live in on top of this hill. Wow. It's really cool. Yeah. It's a very cool spot, but it's so interesting. Like their area is very similar to Bend in that like, it's like high deserty and like pretty windy and whatever, like very similar climate, I would say. And so we were just like cracking up because I was like, Durango is also very similar to Bend. And then I would say like Mancos is more like Redmond or like Lapine or something, like, you know, just mm-hmm. like a surrounding like smaller town. And so yeah, I was like, it's so funny that we like both moved to like very similar towns and like completely different mm-hmm. states and like whatever, but we like found the same thing in like different states or whatever. So yeah, it was really cool. And yeah, they're doing so well. Jess is, yeah, still working for Yosemite. So that's great. And then Kyle, is now a firefighter at like, actually in New Mexico. He like commutes, which is not very far. They're like in the far south, like west corner of Colorado.
I totally Googled it when you told me about it. Yeah. And I like took my husband and we were like, how far is it from like Fort Collins? It's like on the opposite side of the state.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very cool. So, and we like saw a bunch of video or like photos and I obviously stalked you guys when you were on Instagram. It was very cute. All of it looked mm-hmm. amazing. mm-hmm. But yeah,
so yeah, cute. It was a super fun trip. Yeah. Good. And then since then, came back. I worked last week and then I had a short week again, which is really nice. Work is building up, but, and then I went to Crystal Crane Hot Springs. It was like kind of like our first trip of the summer for Lex's birthday. And then it was kind of our last like group camping trip of the summer for Austin's birthday. So we went to Crystal Crane again. It was super relaxing, super awesome. So yeah, now I'm just like in the chill era. I'm in my chill era. I have no plans until Kayler's birthday. So, Yay. You know, I'm just living large and I'm hanging out and relaxing. All cool, you know, shooting some people outside of school.
Like, I knew it. I love it. Anyway, excellent time for that reference.
Yeah. Great. How are you? Give me your full update.
Yeah. Other than wrapping up, nobody wants this. Yeah, things are good. I just had Amanda, who lives in California. She's one of my best friends. She's amazing. Yeah, she just came up for a very short time period, basically Saturday. And we went to a spin class, and I didn't die. I thought that for sure I was going to. This class was insane. There was like, I mean, it was 9:30 on a Saturday, so like obviously it's going to be packed. But it was just like too packed. And her choreography was very spastic, you know, like a lot of times if you're moving too quickly, doing too many different things, people hurt themselves. Like that's mm-hmm. not good for you, basically. Anyway, so she was fantastic and I didn't really love the course, but I didn't die and I felt better. So then I got on my Peloton last night and I'm going to do that again tonight. So it just feels like awesome. Good to get back into it. And then we went to brunch. Biscuits Cafe is not really like fancy brunch. It's basically like an omelet the size of your face with like a side fries. So yeah, we went and did that. That was fun.
Shopped. It's always nice though.
Yeah. Just a girl day, you know, like technically Saturday was my 1 year anniversary, but I spent it with Amanda just shopping and doing girl things. And it was great. Yeah. It was the best way to spend it.
Aww, that's awesome.
And then I went to dinner and my husband like paid for everything. It was just like really sweet. So good weekend overall. Work is insane. But yeah, I feel like I've actually had time to catch up on stuff this week. Like I watched Agatha All Along, which I have opinions yeah. about. Okay. I watched a little bit about the Diddy thing, which I also have opinions about. Yeah.
Just I've been like, sending you so many TikToks about Diddy, but I know you're not mm-hmm. watching them, but it's fine. We're just
I've been watching them. I've been keeping up with my TikTok. Okay. I haven't posted anything, but I'm on it. Just feel a little, yeah, trying to get my life together. So yeah, other than that, we've got lots to look forward to. We're just my birthday, Thanksgiving, Christmas. But this is the Cool Calm Collected period. I have Sophie Tucker tickets, did I tell you?
Yeah, we've talked about that on the pod.
Yeah, I'm already like planning out my outfit, and I've been listening to a lot of Sophie Tucker lately, so that was one of my songs that I was going to do for today's topic. That's a good lead-in.
What the lead-in? Oh my goodness. Okay, we're going to do faves, because we haven't done them in a minute, and like the list is just keeps getting longer, but like I kind of want my faves to sometimes be like relevant to like what's going on now, you know? So like I just delete things when it like gets too far past and I haven't talked about them on the pod, so... We're going to finally get to some of these faves that we haven't talked about in a minute. Do you want to lead in with your first and do the Sophie Tucker song?
Yes, please. Okay, cool. So I'm hoping that people know who Sophie Tucker is, generally speaking. If you don't, go listen to them immediately.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's a person or if it's a group or if it's a lady or if it's a man.
Two people. I think they're from, like, Sweden? I don't know. One dude, one girl, and they've been doing, like... electronic house music for a very long time. I think like one of the things that people know about them is they were the best friends song for the Apple commercial forever ago. And then like they really blew up, but they just have a new album. It's called Bread. So she has, speaking of your carb girly moment, she has this whole like dress thing made of bread, and like all of the people on the album coverage and all the like publicity has been bread bathing suits, bread tuxedos, and like
she has I love a carb girly.
She's living literally in bread in this moment. So anyway, my favorite song from the album is called My Homie, and it's gonna blow up. It's gonna be the best song ever because it's really cute and it just warms my heart. So if you have a friend that you're not romantically involved with, but they just like make your life better, you should dedicate it to them because it's very cute.
That's really cute. Okay, I'm gonna put it on my Spotify right now.
Good.
Oh, it's called Hey Homie, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey Homie. Whatever.
Oh, fun. Okay, wait. I'm looking at the cover. It doesn't look like it's bread. Oh, it does have bread. Oh, funny. Okay, there's like a walkway of bread, basically. What's it called? A runway.
Like her train to her dress is bread or whatever. I don't really remember, but
oh my gosh.
Anyway.
Funny. Okay, I'm going to listen to it later.
Yeah.
Awesome. Can I do a song too? Because
while
we're here, so Charles Wesley Godwin, I've been listening to for the last, I don't know, lots of months. And he's just like kind of like Tyler adjacent and whatever. He's coming to play here on Sunday. And tickets sold out so fast, and I'm really sad because he's playing in, like, a dump of a venue here in Bend. Whatever. It's fine. It's just, like, one of the really small ones because Hayden Holmes is closed for the season. So I don't know if he would have sold out Hayden Holmes anyways, but anywho, long story short, my favorite song right now by him is called Jesse, and his name is Charles Wesley Godwin. And so, yeah, if you're just, like, a Tyler fan, if you are a Zach Bryan fan, you'll definitely like Charles Wesley Godwin. So.
Awesome. I'm going to put it on my Spotify right now. Look at that.
Yeah. But All Again is, like, his most famous song. That's an incredible song as well. I think it's maybe the one that, like, most people know by him.
Okay. We'll add that one on, too, for good measure.
Yeah.
We love. Okay, because I was just with Amanda, right, we finally got a chance to go to Sephora, my next item. I've been looking for a lip oil that's not gunky.
Me too.
Right? Like, I want a minerally kind of silky lip oil thing, but everything just feels like I'm, like, putting, I don't know, glue on my mouth because it's so sticky. Like, I just don't like that feeling. Like, I would rather a chapstick than a lip oil or, like, a lip gloss, right? Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I found this one. It's still a little goopy. It's at Sephora for like less than $20. It's the In Beauty lip oil.
Okay. I can't spend $20 on a lip thing. That blows my mind.
Yeah. I still think that I have to go a little higher to get the silky stuff that I'm after. Like, I don't know. So if anybody has a recommendation, I've been wearing it for all of 2 days, so I'll let you guys know how it goes. But it does feel like sufficient, if that's a way to say that it doesn't feel like it's
what color did you end up getting, or did you just get the clear?
The clear. Yeah. Cool. I don't get crazy with my colors. I wish I did. I want to feel inspired to like throw in a red lip because it's fall, right? But I'm just not a lipstick girl. Can't do it. I also like my teeth. It's weird.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, I low-key also am just so curious about how much lipstick people eat every year who actually, like, wear lipstick. You know what I mean? Because, like, I see people, like, influencers, and they, like, put on lip gloss, and then they take a bite of a burger or something, and I'm like, ew, that's literally just going into your mouth now. Like, ew, I hate, ugh. Anyways.
Yeah. I have never in my life thought of that, but that is hilarious.
I think about it always because I don't know why. I'm not a lip girly either. I love me some like plumper. I love me some clear shit. But like other than that, chapstick, nothing else. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm. I do have, so I've been only wearing it at the office and I have a straw in my like little like big dumb cup or whatever. Mm-hmm. So at least I'm not like, you know, eating it, which is good because I can't, it's too goopy, it's too like sticky for you to actually like put, yeah, that would be gross, so I wipe it off. I mean, and then I have something to eat.
That's awesome.
Anyway, we can take that pod, go next.
Okay, so I got my hair did last week, and ooh, my hair girl and good. I feel like she is like my what's it called, like my, not my soul sister, she's my like, I don't know, my twin, whatever, we are very, oh, excuse me. I'm drinking bubbles. Sorry. I'm so sorry, everybody. Okay. She and I just like have such similar thoughts on most things. Like she likes reality TV a little bit more than me. Like I'm a Survivor girly and that's it. You know, like speaking of, oh my God, Survivor is so good this year. Like if you're not watching it, you need to get in because it's so good. Anyways, we have a draft and everything. If you want in, like you can be part of our draft, but any losers, I feel like it's kind of too late. There's no way you could ever win.
See what I'm saying? I'm too late. Too much time has passed.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
I apologize for saying that. You can be in on the spring one. How about that? Because it's actually really fun to like have the draft and like whatever.
Fair enough. I'll be on the waiting list.
Yeah. So anyways, she's just like so funny because we're like on the same side of TikTok. Like we have very similar opinions about relationships and babies and all of these things. Anyway, she's so cute. But yeah, so we were talking about like murder mystery and I was like, yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I watch a lot of like docu-series, whatever. And so she's like, you have to watch this one called Into the Fire. It's on Netflix. It's just a two-parter. But both the parts, like each part is like an hour and a half long or something. So it's about, I won't like give anything away, but it's fascinating. It's about this woman who gives her daughter up for adoption, like when she's super young, like she had her at 16 or whatever. And so she ends up, her mom like forces her to give her up for adoption. And then like 21 years later, she gets contacted and they are saying like, hey, we need, or like, want some of your DNA because we think your daughter may be part of like a cold case or like is missing, and you would like be, your DNA would help identify her or what, whoever this body is that we found as like part of this cold case situation. And so she gets like super involved in the process and of like finding her missing daughter or whatever, and it's so interesting just like how, you know, I mean, she didn't know what she was, like, putting her daughter up for adoption for. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know who the family is that's, like, going to get your daughter or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's so interesting. Like, it's definitely dark, but, like, not dark enough to where, like, I tried watching the Menendez brothers. I don't know if you tried to watch that either, but that is, like, super gross and dark. Like, this is not like that at all. It's more, like, just really fascinating and has so many, like, twists and turns and, like, whatever. Like, you don't freaking know what's gonna happen. It's wild. So yeah, into the fire
on Netflix. Is it like a series? Is there like one big movie?
No, there's two parts and they're both an hour and a half. Yeah,
two parts, an hour and a half. That's easily digestible because sometimes you get into these series and it's like the Nexus one was like 8 hours or something crazy like that. Like that was
at that point they like draw it out for so long where you're just like, they go into like each person and whatever. You're like, no, I just want to know the overall.
Yeah, 100%.
So this is just interesting because there were so many different players in this like case or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to do one. You're probably going to think I'm a dummy for this, but I really enjoyed it. So we had her here, right? Like Saturday, we were big Saturday girl day or whatever, and we're going to watch a movie. The new Beetlejuice movie is, like, available for $20 to rent on Prime. But no, she hadn't seen the original, so we watched the original instead.
No way!
It was so good.
It's so good, yeah.
I literally haven't seen that movie in, like, 15 years or something crazy like that, but, like, Michael Keaton is such a dog.
Like it or no?
So weird. I think she didn't get it. You know, like, you have to understand that it's a Tim Burton movie. Like, it's an older one, and if you don't get that, then
but also I feel like there's something to be said for watching it when you're, like, a kid and then watching it again, and there's, like, nostalgia wrapped into it and whatever, but watching it for the first time probably is like, what is going on? Like, Bill or Bob, whatever his name is. Like, that whole situation is really weird. Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, that whole world, premise, whatever you call that, is interesting.
Yeah, I, like, didn't even understand the whole premise of the movie as I watched it as a kid. Like, I just remember it having Gina Davis and Michael Keaton, and it being, like, kind of funky and weird. And then, like, rewatching it, paying attention to the, like, the plot behind it, I was like, what the hell is happening? It's very weird. It's just a really weird and consistent movie, but anyway, like, this whole underground hell, HR of hell, like, hell is HR, you know?
Totally.
It's very weird. Bureaucratic and nonsense. Anyway. Yeah.
Wait, did you end up watching the second one by yourselves then, since then?
No, because we haven't, it's $20, so we're kind of like, you know, it's a lot of money to waste for, but it's so much cheaper than going to the movie theaters, like, I understand it. We're just waiting for it to come back and be, like, $8, and then we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Understandable. So, yeah, it's on the list.
Nice. So Beetlejuice is one of my faves.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Also, it's October, so
it's on point. I'm not
very
late.
Relevant. Not late this time. okay. My next thing is this puffy jacket. So Instagram, or not Instagram, TikTok got me. And there's just, like, viral, like, puffy jacket that's been on there. My mom, like, even sent it to me and was like, you should, this definitely looks like you. And I was like, I know. But it's, like, they keep saying, you know, it's, like, a Free People dupe or whatever. And Free People, it's, like, $200 jacket or something.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, it's so cheap. And then I'm like, yeah, but I still don't like it that much for it being $50 on TikTok. Like, you could have it probably be $20, but whatever. Because it's just coming from China anyways. But, I did get it, and I do really like it, and it is really cute. So it's called, and this is, again, on TikTok. Like, I feel like there is an actual, like, brand probably that's, like, besides Free People that's making it on, like, Amazon or something. But on TikTok, it's called Solid High Low Hem Button Pocket Hooded Winter Coat. It's really long.
Okay, one more time.
Solid High Low Hem Button Front Pocket Hooded Winter Coat. It's, like, just a lot of adjectives.
Fronted coat. Okay, let's Google it and see what we come up with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, this looks very cute.
It is really cute. And it's just, like, flattering. It is, like, kind of cropped. And so, yeah, it just, like, is cute on with, like, leggings and whatever. It's just going to be my, like, go-to chill sweater. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Cute.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't really have much more to report. It's just a jacket. Not super exciting.
I mean, I got into it. Sorry, I had to, like, look it up and just make sure that the recommendations, that it hits. It hits.
Oh.
People, I looked it up.
Oh, okay.
Fact-checking you on our podcast. Okay, yeah, the other, I want to say a clothing piece, and then I would like to name a food. Does that align with your next phase?
Oh, my God, I have a food, and then I have, wait, how many more do I have? One, two.
You've already done three.
I've only done three. Okay, great.
Okay, so my next one is going to be, because you said the puffy coat, Athleta came out with the new color for fall, and it's Spiced Cabernet, and it's very, very cool. And
ooh, is it like a deep purple or a deep red?
It's a deep red, like a deep maroony kind of red. I haven't bought them yet. I tried them on this weekend. I was like, $100 for leggings. Like, how many leggings do I have to own? But the color is kind of, like, fresh and cool, and I don't have one of those yet, so I'm thinking I'm going to get it. And I like my Athleta leggings. I lived in them this weekend. They were very soft and very comfortable. So, yeah, the Spiced Cabernet color. I think I'm feeling that vibe.
Ooh, yeah, that's definitely you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I try to wear the colored leggings, but I'm just not a colored legging girly. I
think I'm into it. That's the only way I get color in my freaking, like, wardrobe, because everything else I own is black.
Yeah.
Like, literally everything I own is black.
I have, like, these burnt orange leggings that I try to wear, because they're cute, and they're, like, whatever. They're, like, flared a little bit and cute. With, like, normal clothes, they don't look like they're just leggings, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Anyways, but, yeah, I still am, like, everything just looks... I don't know. Anyway, we're not going to go there, but
okay, go. You're next.
My next thing is I have been getting, like chrome. So I think I talked about the Moscow Mule nails on here that I got the like chromey, whatever. That was like a long time ago now at this point. But anyways, now I just have been like in my chrome nail era. So now I have chrome again.
Love it.
And I got, like, I really wanted, there's another, like, viral thing since Moscow Mule Nails. There's something called glazed donut nails, which is, like, a brown,
I
like,
have
a
heard.
Fall brown color.
Yep.
And then they put chrome on top. And I was, like, all in for that. And I was, like, definitely going for that. And then I saw this, like, green, I don't know what it's called. It's, like, a mossy green. And I saw some other girl talking about this mossy green with the chrome on top. And so I actually got the mossy green. So I kind of really, I mean, it just looks chrome, honestly. Like, you can't even tell that it's green, really. But
it looks more gold than anything. But yeah. Green is cool.
But, it's really, it actually looks pretty cool. But, you know, okay, this should be my grievance, is, you know, just, like, from getting to the nail salon, if your nail tech is going to be fantastic or not, you know what I'm talking about?
No, you're just say like, it again.
That... If, as soon as you, like, sit down and, like, they point to whoever your, like, nail tech is going to be for, like, your appointment or whatever, and you just, like, know that your nails are not going to be it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Preemptively, absolutely.
You're just like, okay, these aren't going to be great. These are not going to be what I envisioned, but it's fine. Like, I hate that feeling. And I just, like, knew that, like, looking at her, you know, she was just, like, a mommy. She was, like, not, you know, she was just, like, old, and I mean that in the best possible way. But, yeah, I was just like, this is not going to go well. But they turned out better than expected. So, good. Anyways, yeah.
Chrome nails. You sit down, and you're like, yeah, I am not this person's first priority. Let's just go ahead and get this over. They're at work right now, you know?
Yeah, exactly. They're just like, oh, this is another one of these dumb bitches asking for something stupid. You know what I mean?
100%. Yeah. My God, that's hilarious. Yeah, actually, I've been staring at your nails since we got on the phone like 3 hours ago, so I'm glad that you brought it up, because they do look really cool, and I need to go get my nails done, because it's time, and I think I'm going to get chrome for the Sophie Tucker concert.
Get it, yeah. You should do the glazed donut. I want to see what it looks like.
I know, I never had like a color, that beigey color on my nails. Like, I usually go for a pink beige, not like a brown. Like, it's very Kardashian to me. It feels very inauthentic.
Okay, but do, like, a fall. It's more fally. Why does it have to be a person related?
I don't know. I just have this idea of, like, Kim Kardashian being, like, icky, donut, sticky. Remember she had that whole, like, Skims campaign? Ugh.
Oh, or her, like, lip line. Oh, no, that was Kylie's lip line. And they all had, like, the lips dripping. Where it was, like, drippy.
Anyway, my next one. We made dinner on Saturday night, and, my grocery store had bok choy, and I, like, don't usually cook with that. It's not, like, a thing that I do.
I love bok choy.
So I made it this last weekend, and all it was just, like, throwing it and steaming it, putting some garlic and putting some butter and, like, sesame seeds on it or whatever, and, like, a little bit of chili paste and some, like, soy sauce. It was so good. Oh, my God. That's going to go in the rotation on a regular basis. I made bok choy. It was delicious. Everybody loved it. Yeah, everybody loved it. It was great.
Cool.
Yes, that was my favorite of the week.
Who knew the bok choy was so funny? Anyways. Okay, I'm going to move on. So my last one is going to be this new cold brew that's at Trader Joe's. It's the vanilla cardamom. Like, okay, cardamom is very controversial, I feel like. Like, either you love it or you hate it. And I do love it. It is part of, like, Ocean Rolls. It's, like, a very, like, bend thing. Anyways. But, yeah, the vanilla cardamom cold brew. It's, like, kind of fally, but, like, not super fally, where you're just, like, sucking in pumpkin. You know what I mean? Where it's, like, a little bit more subtle. Just, like, kind of, like, spicy, whatever. Oh, nice. It's good. I love. Okay. I, too, also, like, like the like just con I don't like the concentrates as much as I just like getting like the cold brew or whatever, because yeah, they the concentrates are just so intense, and I never know, I never am gonna like measure out 8 ounces and then measure out 4 ounces, you know what I mean? Like, I'm never gonna do that. So it's kind of just like meh, 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 and then like try to get the right consistency, and it never works out. So yeah. Anyways, I just love the like cold brews that are just like pre-made, and I can just pour a glass and then be done with it. And yeah, it's just so much more convenient. So yeah, vanilla cardamom cold brew from Trader Joe's. Love it. Very good. I'm in. Yeah.
I love it.
I think that was five, yeah?
I think that was five, and I feel like I need to go to Trader Joe's immediately, because apparently, can we just like highlight some things? So the pumpkin donut, the cold brew. She also has like
a pumpkin bagel, guys, not a donut.
Pumpkin bagel. And then there's the green apple LaCroix or whatever.
Yeah, I'm also drinking the green apple LaCroix, which we're guessing is seasonal, because like I look for it all the time, and this is the first time I've ever seen it, but maybe it's just my Trader Joe's also.
I'll go to mine to see what I can find. But sometimes they do that. They only have specific products in like specific areas. It's really annoying. But I also, like, I get it, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that was five. And yeah. We didn't even talk about, like, Taylor Swift being named the richest female, like, Agatha everything or whatever is great. I feel like we just have a lot to talk about.
But. Okay, well, we'll definitely side note those for next time. Just so we go to bed eventually tonight. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll definitely do that. A TV show episode, because your girl's got TV show under her belt at this point. Like, mm-hmm. I'm getting caught up. I'm in it to win it. So, yeah.
We don't want to have, what'd you say, too much time has passed.
Okay. Oh, my God. It's just, like, things trend on TikTok so fast, and then they go away. So, it's just, like, my timeline is based on TikTok, which may not be 100% accurate. I don't know.
I also think that, like, we have time to do Survivor. I can catch up, and then we can talk a little bit more about, like, newsy things that are going on, because I think they're important stories that we'll have more to talk about next time. Let's switch to gratitudes and grievances.
Do you want to... Yeah, I have so many grievances. Do you have a gratitude? Okay, let's hear it.
I can probably think of one.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like, okay, so, like, partial, I guess this is kind of a spoiler alert, but yeah, I've just been working on getting a house. And so I've just been going through the whole process of like talking about like getting financed and going through the whole like lender process, getting pre-qualified, all of that. Like, it's just so not accessible to like the average person. And like, if I didn't have like support around me for like help in going through this whole process, like, it's so intimidating. Like, no freaking wonder no one does it. Like, it's so wild. I mean, not to mention, like, I really didn't think that I could do it. And I was really just, like, banking on the fact that, like, I would have to have someone co-sign for me, because I just don't make that much money as a single person. And, like, I'm not dual income. And, like, there's no... I mean, houses here are just not in, like, a low range. So, yeah, it's just fascinating, like, going through the whole process. Anyways, I do feel really empowered now. I mean, I know that I can do hard things and everything, but it's just, like, feels so much better. Like, I literally thought the lender was just going to, like, laugh in my face, like, and be like, okay, like, no. But, like, my credit was really great, which I don't know why it wouldn't be, but, like, I just was unsure. Like, I haven't had my credit checked in, like, a million years since I bought my car, probably. Yeah, it's just, like, was all a surprise, basically. Just, like, what I was eligible to qualify for, what my credit was. Like, it all just, like, made me feel a lot better about life and that I'm not, like, a total failure at life. So, I guess it's, like, a grievance that turns into a gratitude or whatever.
Right? That was an emotional roller coaster. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, just, like, exciting things on the horizon.
Yay! That's so exciting. So proud of you. I know that those conversations are always so intimidating when you do it, but just, like, good for you. I think you peel the Band-Aid. I love it. Mm-hmm. So I want to just, like, spread a little, also, spoiler alert, like, I think I may have, quote-unquote, committed my husband to, like, doing the podcast with us. I feel like that definitely was a conversation that happened over the past couple of weeks, so I'll circle back with him and see what we can do.
Cool.
But my gratitude, obviously, is for him. Like, we, in the 1 year that we have been married, our life has just been up turned around in mm-hmm. so many different ways. And like the one thing that, I don't know, we get to like reflect on now is just how grateful that we've made it this far. And we're like really happy. I don't know. The house is great and jobs are, you know, jobs are jobs. Mm-hmm. Family's family. And like there are crap that we had to go through a lot this year that was eye opening and challenging. But you know, we're here and we're still happy. And he got me these really beautiful flowers and it's just like a really sweet moment. So he's been really good over the past few weeks.
Yay. Happy little 1 year. You did yeah. it. Wow.
Who would have thunk, right? Oh my God. No, I still can't believe that he like wants it. To hang out with me. I don't know about that. But anyway, yeah, so that's my gratitude and just grateful for you. I know that today was long, but, I really enjoyed it. It was nice.
We're hanging in there, guys. We're really trying.
Well, now and, that things are settling down, we can really get organized and maybe get ahead of some stuff, too, and get interesting guests and do fun. I'd like to do games, actually. I was kind of thinking about doing a, like, a bingo board game, you know, kind of like that. Like, if something happens to you, you can play bingo, but virtually. So, like, things like that that we can do to kind of incorporate people that listen to us. What's up, dudes?
Hey, find your DMs as huge. Also, it just like cracks me up. I just have to throw this out there that every time I log into Instagram and it says that Candidly 30 is online, Kayler just trolling our Candidly 30 Instagram. And she just sits on there and looks at videos and sends herself videos, sends me videos from Candidly 30. Like, I don't know what she's doing on there, but it cracks me up. I'm just like, Kay, why are you on your own Instagram? Why are you not like looking at your own stuff? You have to explain, like, you kind of have to like say, I
literally don't check to see what Instagram profile I'm on every time I just go on. I just go on Instagram.
God,
that okay, I feel so shamed at this moment in time. Like, I'm sorry, my God.
It just cracks me up because I'm sitting at home and I'm like, why is she on the Candidly 31? Like, we don't have an episode coming out, we don't have anything going on there. Like, what is she doing over there?
We're just hanging out. Also, I will send videos that I like want to send to people, but I only send it to Candidly 30, so maybe we'll just like throw them up every time we have new episodes because I think they're like hilarious.
We definitely should. Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, maybe we should like spotlight a reel that Kayfler has sent herself on Candidly 30.
Oh my God, make that our newest feature.
Seriously.
Oh my God. Again, shamed. So shamed.
No, it's not shameful. It cracks me up every time. I'm just like, oh, Kate's on Candidly 30 again. Like, what's new?
Oh my God. All right, let's get out of here, people. Oh my God. Yeah. I got to go like talk and have a heart to heart with me about how to use social media, apparently.
We love you all.
Bye.
So
get out of here.
Bye.
Bye. That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30. Thanks for being candid with us.